Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Christopher Cabin, Steven Sadek, Eric Siska. We are here on hand to talk about a very scary episode of... Wait, what? The Smurfs? Yeah. Oh, fuck. All Hallows Eve is the name of the episode. Original air date, November the 5th, 1983. Yeah, aired that shit after Halloween. Thanks a lot, Smurfs.
It's about as much to do with Halloween that's as true. After Halloween.
It's real phony baloney shit, man.
Because I was like, oh, cool, let's do a Halloween special. Cool, the Smurfs, never did the Smurfs. And yep. Oops, it's got nothing to do with Halloween.
It's a birthday special. it's about birthdays.
It's fucking Jokey Smurf's birthday, farts.
Jokey Smurf.
I didn't know there was a Jokey Smurf.
I didn't know either.
You know, there's one for every letter of the alphabet.
He's deranged, right? Oh, he's damaged.
Dude, this dude's a mad bomber, man.
probably just...
Yes, he's really the Kaczynski Smurf.
Recycling's fake. I'm mailing bombs. I hate the post office.
Did anybody watch this growing up?
No, I really avoided it like the plague.
Oh, we had it on. Really?
Never.
I've seen a bunch of Smurfs in my day. Don't remember much.
Well,
but I do remember that it was on.
I don't, because I'll tell you, the whole like first 5 minutes of this, I swear to God, they were calling that Smurf Chokey.
I thought it was like, what?
Choke me, bitch. I like to put a belt around my neck while I jerk off. Choke me, daddy. I'm a Smurf.
The voice is terrible.
They're all awful. Yeah,
they're all really bad, but most are just like, hello, it's me. I'm Papa Smurf. Like, I'm Brainy Smurf. I'm a Smurf. I'm joking, Smurf.
Yeah, whoever the D Squad was to do Donald Duck did this.
Choking Smurf, help me! I want to die.
We watched this a lot when I was a kid. I don't remember a lot of it. Was like when we were really little,
right. Sure.
And back when you were doing things the Smurfy way.
That's right, dude.
Well, I had never heard the Smurf theme song.
Oh,
this,
wow.
This thing,
yeah, it sucks.
It's like what fucking Linus Roach sings in Mandy. It's really fucking. I enjoy it.
Well, it's like from back then too.
Yeah, so. I was like, this is a little weird.
Papa Smurf's like, did you laugh at me? Did you laugh at me?
All right, Jokey Smurf, get in this fucking sleeping bag, and we're gonna hang it from a tree.
Spoiler alert.
I'm just thinking about like Papa Smurf without his red pants on, just fucking
dangling.
Just dangling in front of Smurfette or something.
The big robe open.
Well, you know that in the world of like cartoon pornographers.
Oh, please, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
right.
Know.
Yeah, the deviant art.
Oh, hi. Yes. My name is Ted Robinson. I'm a cartoon pornographer.
Yep. That's right. My parents don't speak to me.
Yep. Oh, this is me getting out of jury duty again.
All right, thanks. That's it. Goodbye.
All I had to do was tell them what I do for a living. It's pretty great.
I do things the Smurfy way. All right, get the fuck out of here.
But would the prosecution be interested in seeing Lois Griffin and Marge Simpson get it on?
Let me ask you this, counselor. Just how big do you think Papa Smurf's cock is? That's right. Ted Robinson, cartoon pornographer.
Ted Robinson's been thinking about how to monetize DeviantArt for some time now.
No one wants to buy my Smurf dick pics.
And I can't give blood for some reason. That's a bunch of horse malarkey.
Basically, what I do with the Smurf dick pics, this is when I get creative. I find actual dick pics, and I color them blue.
You know, some call it lazy. I call it inventive.
Have you ever wondered what Milhouse and Lisa 69ing would look like? Because I got something to sell you there, buddy.
No, counselor. Sorry, it is not child pornography because they have three fingers on each hand. So,
and by the way, the brilliant thing about those Smurf dick pics, I'll tell you what. I call it's two bites of the same apple because I also upload them as avatar dick pics. So now I got the avatar people, and then I got the Smurf people.
So what do you say? Another round of drinks here? I'm not gonna go.
Counselor, my living is quite lucrative. Ted Robinson, cartoon pornographer.
Yep. No, I'm leaving. I am leaving, I promise.
Yes, it is also quite lucrative. I jerk off a lot. In fact, it is fucking, it is a blister down there. It's just one.
Right.
The whole thing, judge and jury, is a whole blister.
It's a full courtroom.
Yeah. See, what I do is I get so worked up over those Smurf picks.
Sir,
that
we have
60 blister.
Other prospective jurors that you've been excused.
I mean, it looks exactly like Doomsday's back.
which I also, by the way, I have. Exhibit. You're not allowed to enter exhibits. This is a jury selection, sir.
The exhibit A of why I shouldn't be in this room.
So this episode is about... it is Halloween Day. It also happens to be Jokey Smurf's birthday and Gargamel's birthday. Did you know they shared a birthday?
I did not. I did not know until this episode just when it was Gargamel was birthed.
Oh, wait. You don't know that? You don't follow him on Facebook? I knew.
Your friend Gargamel is having a birthday today.
HBD.
HBD Gargamel. You know what? On second thought, Gargamel, unfriend. I haven't spoken to you in 8 years.
Happy parentheses, belated birthday.
Yeah, you would miss Gargamel's birthday at first thought. Yes, so there's some birthdays abound. It's Halloween Day. And what is the fucking deal? Papa Smurf instructs Lazy Smurf, or whatever his name is.
Lazy Smurf is the
to go into the forest and get what?
To pick something. Berries or some horse shit.
Bring me back a blue flower from the top of this hill.
And there's a Mother Nature, who I don't even know if she's a character. She's just a character in this episode.
I don't know, but she's not identified as Mother Nature until like three quarters of the way through this fucking thing.
There's another witch introduced halfway through the episode, and I thought it was the same witch.
Oh, no, Hagatha.
Hagatha.
She's canon.
Oh, wow.
She's around. She's like Gargamel's fuck buddy.
Gotcha.
Because Gargamel's like a warlock, right? And she's a witch.
Yeah, I see.
And they have like different turfs. Like she's got another woods or something.
And they should just finally get in a relationship and be done with it, but they won't. Yeah.
Exactly. Like quit this pussyfooting around.
It's like
man.
The Jim and Pam of the Smurfs.
I was going to say, is Gargamel and Master of None now? They got Aziz out.
Someone's gonna
take
Did they
recast
mantle.
That? Or is he...
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't think so.
Mother Nature is, you know, Mother Nature, what she's doing is she's going around with a magic wand. And
she's drunk on power is what she is, Steve.
It's fall, so she's making all the trees red, all the leaves on the trees red.
Right.
Which, by the way, you could have taught a child one thing in this episode. Literally one thing. Like, nah, fucking magic.
What are you talking about? We taught creationists fucking plenty right here. This is what happens. Fucking Mother Nature goes around, turns everything orange and brown and red.
It seems like a fun job, not for nothing.
So she's going around, she's doing that. Lazy Smurf is high on ketamine or God knows what this guy's problem is.
And this is all on Papa Smurf. You know all these Smurfs. You invented them or whatever. Yeah. You recruited them for your cult or whatever.
What is going on in the Smurf compound?
Because it's communal living. It's a cult. They will all end up dead by the end of this.
He's named Papa. That might be like a cult leader name.
Right?
Or is it like...
It's like Osho.
Or are these his children?
He does remind me of Osho quite a bit.
Especially the sunglasses.
Sorry.
Or are these his children? Like, are they all, like, he birthed them all?
Oh, right.
With Vaya Smurfette, who I think is, like, the alien queen.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's why there's only one?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. Facehuggers happen?
It's definitely facehuggers.
Definitely.
But, yeah, it's a cult situation. And so Papa Smurf knows all of his cult members. Yeah. And this whole fuckery is on him because he sends Lazy Smurf out to do a task. It's right in the name. Sir,
yeah,
he's gonna fuck it up.
Get brainy, your worker guy. There's one guy with like a pencil behind his ear. Get that guy going.
Where's Labor Smurf?
Labor Smurf.
He ran an unsuccessful revolution against Papa.
Oh, he was executed in the Smurf town
they
square.
They dragged him through the streets and hung him up, upside down.
Feet.
Yeah, exactly.
So
in the real Mussolini treatment.
Speaking of the Mussolini treatment, Mother Nature turns accidentally Lazy Smurf as he's sleeping red.
Yes.
And he wakes up. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't go back like this. They're going to fucking kill me. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Yep. And this episode.
Well, he wakes up red and is like, what did I do last night?
Oh, no.
It happened again.
Papa, it happened again.
Well, she's dead.
Oh, all right. I guess I am Labor Smurf now.
Yeah, it's like a film noir. He wakes up. Hey, my hands are red. This blood's not mine. Who did I kill?
Dude, the Smurfs star in DOA.
I have to solve a murder. My own.
I would watch that. But
it's worked up with a ditzy dame named Smurfette.
Lazy Smurf's just in a fucking pool. Dead.
That's me, Lazy Smurf, face down in this old broad's pool.
Trying to become a screenwriter in Hollywood, see?
It's not me that got small. It's the Smurfs that got small.
Literally, their village is very small.
Very tiny.
Very, very tiny.
What is the birthday celebration they're setting up? So, yeah, obviously he's red. He's like, oh, shit, I can't go home. Because I also think that red is like a power color. And like, if he comes, Papa Smurf would view that as an affront.
Yes,
like,
have to
them,
kill,
what did you, what did you do to earn that color?
Them's
gotta,
fighting words.
You got to kill Papa immediately. That's your first action as you get back to town.
Exactly right.
Immediately. If not in this, you know, don't do it when he's sleeping. Do it like walk right into town. And then Papa's like, what the fuck happened with you? And then you slit his throat in front of everyone. You got to take over this. You know, they need a fucking hard leader, right? Because you know how Papa sees power was definitely similar.
Well, I think it's more of a Macbeth thing where Lazy is talking with Smurfette and she's like, just do it. Just do it. You know you're going to have to. You deserve it.
You earned this.
Joking Smurf. Joking Smurf.
And I'm doing the blank from Dick Tracy.
Go to the 88 Club.
I love the blank.
The blank's
he was
great.
The best. It was a lady, actually.
Oh, yes,
Madonna.
You're right.
Madonna.
Oh, right.
Breathless Mahoney, she was.
Oh.
Someone's seen Dick Tracy a lot.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
It's kind of a stay tuned.
Yeah, so he decides he's not going to return to the Smurf village.
What are your options here, fucking Lazy?
Suicide.
I mean, oh, okay.
Or take a nap.
Or you make a pact with Black Phillip. And then you're all set.
Oh, yes, these delicious
Wouldst
Smurf
thou
treats.
Like to live Smurfishly?
Well, actually, that, you know, the move might be for Lazy, who's now red, is to join forces with Gargamel. Like, you want the Smurfs destroyed. I want to take over.
Yep, neutral. I have an in, Gargamel.
And Gargamel has all the black magic, right?
So, yeah.
Oh, we can turn him, like, blue, like, but underneath he's secretly red because one day he's going to flip. Yeah.
That's what, dude, he just brainwashes him entirely, and it's like a Smurf Manchurian candidate. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
And somehow Angela Lansbury is still his mother.
My lord, please make my Smurf blue again.
Lazy is hanging out with this owl, like, while he's trying to figure out what to do. I'm like, an owl would eat a Smurf like that. Owls are predators. Smurfs are little meat sacks.
They're the size of a mouse.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the owl would be annoyed by the pants, but he'd find a quick way around it.
Yeah, just throw it up.
Yeah. Or it's probably cotton. You can just digest that.
You just see, like, an owl, he lands on a branch and starts coughing and just hacks up a tiny skeleton. I'd be down.
With a little hat on it? That'd be adorable.
Oh, the hat definitely stays on the skull.
But, so yeah, so like he pleads to Mother Nature. She's like, oh, I don't have a blue wand, so you're fucking shit out of luck.
This is some fucking like grade F customer service, Mother Nature. You cocked this thing up.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'd have to go all the way back to my house to get the blue wand. I'd be like, well, get to stepping. You fucked up.
You aimed your stupid fucking wand at me. Granted, do I look like a tree?
Lazy Smurf should not have been sleeping in the middle of the road, which he's doing.
But also, dude, like, this is a terminal condition for me. They're going to kill me.
Yeah, totally. Listen, Mother Nature, do you want to see me drawn and quartered? I don't think so.
I am literally the opposite size of a tree. You could have put it, Jesus.
Oh, Mother Nature. Okay, yeah, I totally get it. You wouldn't want to go all the way back to your house to get the blue one. By the way, when you get a chance, come back around 6 o'clock at Smurftown Square when I'm hanging from a tree. Would you mind closing my eyes? Would you mind? Would that be a huge inconvenience for you to close my eyes?
You know what, Mother Nature? Cut me down and put quarters on my eyelids.
If it's not too much trouble, Mother Nature. So she fucks around. She fucks off. She's like, see you later.
I got to go talk to my fucking boyfriend, Father Time.
We cut to this crazy birthday party and this X-shaped table. This is cult shit.
It's a cult thing. It's a community birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Jokey Smurf's like, I got all these presents for everybody else on my birthday.
And like every cult you've ever known, there's a whole lot of fucking bombs here.
Absolutely, dude. There's a lot of gunpower and fire armor on the premises, absolutely.
John Leguizamo's like, yeah, I'd love to see what the Smurfs are up to.
And they're testing them on their fellow cult members. Like, okay. Everyone gets a present. Everyone gets a blown up.
Jokey, the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I got these scars?
Some Smurfs just want to watch the world burn.
What's weird is when they start opening the presents that Jokey gives them, and he's calling out like A, B.
It is an alphabetical thing? That's how that works?
That's what I was gleaning from this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting blown up in alphabetical.
Oh, no, I knew that, but I didn't know if like every... like
because the letters that he's calling out are lining up with...
So like if a new Smurf comes to town, Papa Smurf's like, well, we don't have an X. So figure out a trait and be X-Smurf, X-ray Smurf, I guess.
X-rated Smurf.
Yeah, triple X Smurf.
Yeah. Oh, triple X Smurf. I live for this shit.
Yeah.
He's wearing a big coat.
We just did Zardoz Smurf. That didn't go well.
No, it did not.
So you're number one. We're going with that.
By the way, I would love to see a Smurf, and maybe one of our Photoshop buddies could do this, in the Zardoz costume that Sean Connery had of like the little red like Borat bikini bottom.
I want a Papa Smurf head, like the big floating head.
That's the move. The move.
There's a really dumb thing where Gargamel, I don't recall what the motivation is, but he casts a spell so it starts raining.
Because he's pissed off because everyone's like, everyone's celebrating Halloween and it's my birthday or some horse shit.
Yeah. But so it starts raining and then Hagatha gets all pissed off because, by the way, Hagatha the witch loves Halloween.
Of course.
And she's pumped to like scare the kids and whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no kids seen anywhere.
No. We're in the middle of God knows what Belgian forest we're in.
Yeah, I know.
and Gargamel and Hagatha just eat weird mushrooms and fucking trip. There are no
fucking
Smurfs.
There's no population.
Oh, the little blue people came again after I ate all the disease.
But so she states, this is a ridiculous thing, where she's like, raining, but it never rains on Halloween. I was like, what? It doesn't?
I mean, maybe in this forest, I don't know.
No, it's definitely rained on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, the that was a clever joke everyone missed. The guy who created the Smurfs was Belgium.
Oh, really?
His
wow.
name was Peo.
No, I didn't miss it. I knew what you were talking
about. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. I knew it
sounded right.
Is that first or last name?
No, only name, Peo, dude.
Do they have Halloween in Belgium?
Oh, man, look at this fucking creep. Holy crap.
Oh, what do we got here? This is a picture of Peo.
All right, we're passing around a picture here.
It's the Wikipedia picture, so look at it.
This guy is all DeviantArt written all over him.
Yeah, he knows what a Smurf dick looks
that
like.
That guy right there puts child's teeth in cuckoo clocks. Look at him. Just look at him.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, no,
Chris Cabin,
go to the Wikipedia page, look at Peo, what he looks like.
Whew.
Do you think that this episode was... So it's very much not a Halloween episode.
Not at all.
Because in Europe, they don't really have it.
Oh,
I guess,
yeah,
right?
Maybe it's like a harvesty festival thing.
Right, like it's like Oktoberfest,
it's everybody's birthday. That's, I guess,
yeah,
what
I
it
guess,
is.
I guess, yeah. I mean, Harvest Festival makes sense because this is more like an equinox episode because it's like about the seasons changing.
But dude, maybe so they're celebrating Samhain.
Yeah,
that could be.
So let me ask: do like harvest festivals in Europe? Do they all involve just blowing each other up for fun and humor? Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you're in a weird cult like the Smurfs, absolutely.
Okay. Interesting.
So
they
find out Lazy is missing.
Yeah,
and they're kind of concerned.
Well, sure. I mean, but if you were to lose a Smurf, Lazy would be the one you'd want to lose.
Oh, absolutely. Or Jokey, because listen, that's got to get annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already annoying. I watched 4 minutes. I was annoyed.
He never said anything funny.
No, but he thinks everything he does is funny, and he's laughing at his own shit a lot, which I don't appreciate.
Exploding presents, kind of funny. Maybe not funny enough to do it 40 times every Smurf.
40, that's a little much. Funny the first time, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. How about snakes out of a can?
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Yeah, why
like,
not?
Oh, here's a jar of peanuts.
Yeah, a Smurf whoopee cushion. These are very easy ways to go here, buddy.
Or like, if you're gonna
cushion
another Smurf, you'd want to kill if you're Papa Smurf, certainly.
Oh yeah,
Vanity Smurf, because that's your male competition because he's the best looking of the
bunch. Absolutely, they all want a piece of Vanity, dude.
Mm. Gorgeous.
Later, when Papa Smurf can't get it up anymore, though, he's gonna have to live through Vanity.
Oh,
so you can't do that.
Vanity, help her.
Vanity.
Help.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Lazy?
Counselor, I'd like to submit a little piece of evidence against myself where I redubbed the movie Primal Fear to be about Smurfs.
We've already excused you, sir. Please leave.
Oh, you figured it out.
No. It's a clever, clever Primal Fear joke, sir, but we really need to get to this murder case.
Sir, we dismissed you yesterday.
Last one crosses the Smurf line. Very nice.
Oh, Lord. So Mother Nature heads on over and rings up Father Time, and she's like, listen, man, I fucked up on the job. I fucked up hard. These Smurfs, they litigate, and they litigate hard. We got to change this little red fucker back. And he's like, I won't do it, you snobbish fuck.
I love this guy, too, because he looks like the Grim Reaper.
He does,
he's got a scythe.
Yes, it's the best part. It's like, and it makes so much sense, because what is Father Time but really the Grim Reaper? What is the Grim Reaper but Father Time?
That's right, dude.
I've become death.
Yeah.
That's right, destroyer of Smurfs.
I've become death, stepbrother of Father Time.
And so Gargamel and Haga find Lazy as a red Smurf, and they're like, oh shit, this is worth like 10 million bucks or something. They're like, it's a rare item. You know what I mean?
We're going to sell this to Ripley's, dude.
So they take it back to Gargamel's castle. They're trying to argue who gets it. Are they
going to eat him?
I don't know.
They suggest cutting him in half.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's
which
eating.
Which is pretty
it's
cool.
Deeply yeah. disturbing, this fucking scene. When they got him on the rack and they're sharpening the knife.
It's a rusty knife too, dude.
That's right. Gargamel has the line. I wrote this down. He says he's going to turn him into chili powder.
Wow.
Right, because he's red.
Yeah.
That's but you know what, man?
He's spicy.
How do you know he's spicy, though?
I seriously licked that Smurf.
Dude, talk about tripping balls.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was licking Smurf the other day, dude. I was fucked up for a week.
You know, talking about Mandy. It's like fucking taking that, whatever that Coke that guy had.
Oh, my God. The super Coke?
Yeah.
The cherry on top.
Or the super acid, right? Yeah. He licks it.
Yeah. It's like 2 days past kind of a thing.
Looks like Nickelodeon Gak.
Oh, man. Somebody Smurfed you up bad. Did you see my tiger?
No, seriously, if you have not seen Mandy,
gotta do it tomorrow.
See it, yeah.
Gotta do it.
Gargamel licks the Smurf. He wakes up 5 days later. He's naked. His cat is gone.
Hagatha's decapitated.
It's like Michael Douglas in The Game when he wakes up in Mexico
in a coffin. Yep. That's right.
I'm Papa Smurf. I have several identities. If you could call the embassy, I'm sure you could get somebody.
It's him. He's on television. He's an actor on TV.
Dude, he has a rough time in that movie.
He does.
What a bad birthday
great
present.
Movie.
Gargamel's on TV.
No, but so here's my thing, Gargamel. Just kill this one Smurf. You've learned your lesson. You've captured Smurfs before.
Yes, and you will again.
Just kill one Smurf. That's one less Smurf to worry about. And do the one.
And be look at it from the standpoint of like a scientist, not so much a warlock, right? Yeah. Cut that thing open. See how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Tinker with its ticker. How's the Smurf get up every
counselor,
day?
Counselor, why don't you tinker with his pecker?
Please go home.
I've got another exhibit for the court.
I've been doodling this whole time.
Oh, no. I've drawn some of you.
But you got 3 fingers, so it's okay.
Hey, Judge, here's you sucking off the judge from Roger Rabbit.
God.
Would you like to see Smurfette squirt?
No. Oh, wow!
I don't know about that.
Is it blue?
Oh, come on, everybody. Let's keep it together.
Let's
land this plane.
Right. This is like Chris Cabin. You just snapped Gary Oldman's neck. And now for the next 20 minutes, we're figuring out how to land a plane.
I have a hostage situation now. I've held you all here.
Well, you know what? Since we're out off the deep end, we're in Gargamel's house, right?
Yes.
And all the Smurfs are like, oh, that's the first place they check. Like, where's Lazy? Let's go to fucking Gargamel's castle.
Casa de la Gargamel, dude. Every time, that's where they are.
So they inside of his house, they're like,
I'm gonna fucking kill Gargamel.
They decide to do it tonight.
They cover his chimney so carbon monoxide is filling his house.
Jesus Christ.
And they're like, we'll kill Lazy too. I don't give a shit. That's a red smurf anyway.
Well, listen, there's 26 of us. Well, it's all right. We can function with 25. Fuck it. We'll recruit another one. There's always a smurf.
He wasn't productive.
He was the worst one.
He was lazy.
And you have to keep on recycling the, do you want to turn into numbers? We got to get a new N and a new L and a new A in there. Like,
we know Grumpy sucks, but he gets the work done. He's just a shitty coworker.
What if we get Lustful Smurf instead of Lazy? That's the move.
Well, I've also drawn Lustful Smurf. It's a creation all of my own, Your Honor. If I'd like to pass that, if it would please the court.
Papa Smurf would never let that fly, by the way, because,
I have several volumes of Lusty Smurfs. Oh, God. They're in Trapper Keepers, but I call them volumes.
Yes, they are. I'm a genius.
I'm saying it. Nobody else is saying it.
You may have seen my work on internet pop-up ads.
So they smoke them out is the gang.
Right.
And they're like coughing and then like Red Smurf is, Lazy Smurf's like, don't look at me. I'm disgusting. Don't look at me.
Look away, Papa. I will be your freak no more.
He wears a potato sack over his head.
But then there's a weird message in here where they're like, of course we still would have accepted you. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are. Yeah. Smurfs, yay!
Bullshit.
Uh-huh. All while Mother Nature is bribing Father Time, not with sex.
I would hope not.
But with what we're told is, and is it because they made it or it's because it's made of them, Smurfberry jam.
Oh, yeah.
And very this dude impression. Is loving that Smurfberry jam.
Well, since he's reminiscent of the Grim Reaper, I think it's made of Smurfs.
Yeah, it's a ground-up Smurf.
Dissidents.
It's just weird. She's like, oh, Father Time, you still say no to that reversal request, eh? Well, how about I sweeten the deal with some more Smurfberry jam. And he's like, Smurfberry jam?
It's Smurfs. You're eating Smurfs.
You could say, I killed this Smurf, and he's in our stomachs right now.
Smurfberry jam is Smurf.
It's a Smurf with a weird little neckerchief on, covered in sweat.
So he agrees with the promise of more jam. He turns back to
And they're at the birthday party, and people are starting giving fucking Lazy shit. And this is exactly why Lazy didn't want to be a Red Smurf.
But he only turns back time just for Lazy. It's not like the clock turns back.
Yeah, he
just like disappears for a second and reappears blue again, which I did not appreciate.
If I could Smurf back time, da na 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 na.
Not a lot of actual.
I'd show their dicks.
Please, sir, get out of here.
And stop besmirching the great name of Cher.
Judge, you want to hit the gavel anytime now?
Now I want to be held in contempt and go to prison.
What'd you say about that Smurf fan?
Send me to prison for my political beliefs. That I can write about in my weird blog.
That I will continue to update from prison.
Ted Robinson, cartoon pornographer. and he becomes a normal Smurf again.
Yeah. There's also
nary a Halloween to be found.
No, it's bullshit. I think this was a thing where like they just changed it in the dub. Mm. You know, it's they're just like throw in Halloween. Fuck it. Yeah, they were probably saying harvest or maybe it was just birthday day.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows? But we are also, for the sake of copyright infringement, not paying those two greedy sisters. We're not singing happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. Like, what the fuck? Come on.
I think it's a Smurfy birthday, actually.
Oh, is that right? A Smurfy birthday?
I think so.
What does that entail?
No, you don't want to know. Bend over and I'll show you.
Yeah, a lot of jam. Oh, I hated this. It's over.
It's not very good. I this was one of those things where like you're a fat kid. You're flipping to the channels and you're
one of your favorite cartoons ends, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that fucking theme, the Smurfs kicks in, and I couldn't change the channel fast enough.
Yeah, I probably should have done that as well.
I just didn't watch it, and this is terrible. Why did anybody watch this? I am now actually like befuddled that this is such a cultural thing.
Yeah, it was like a phenomenon,
it's
right?
A
like
huge deal.
Everyone knows what it is.
Yeah, and like I thought I would watch and hear the theme song, and be like, oh, of course. And
yeah,
this is just fucking bad.
I didn't recognize the theme song at all. I didn't remember it.
I think it was just like a time killer. Like, yeah, I'll put this on. This stupid baby will shut up for five fucking seconds.
I mean, I guess in a way it was like an anti. You know, you had your He-Mans, your G.I. Joes, like all these like butch bullshit cartoons.
Yeah,
this is good for little kids. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
But yeah. like.
Right. Although they do live on a commune, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, totally.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah, but that's
until the group's suicide. I mean, it's
a compound, which is nice, but or a commune, you know. There doesn't seem to be money, but everything has to go through Papa Smurf. So I don't know about that. I don't
that's
know how
a
that
real
works
problem.
Out politically.
That's true. It's not like an authentic thing because we have like this dictator figure.
Yes,
head.
Right. Exactly.
This is not like true communism. This is like
North
Soviet
Korean.
Dictatorship. Yes. Joseph Stalin or, yeah, Chairman
and,
Kim.
And they're not going to show you like the Smurfs getting phone calls in the middle of the night with Papa Smurf. Just like Martha Smurf, 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 Smurf.
Yeah, Papa Smurf calls up. He's like, I need a copy of that of tonight's concerto that was played on the radio.
Oh my God, the death
again.
Of Papa Smurf?
Oh, yes, totally,
oh,
dude.
So good.
Has anyone seen either of the live action movies?
No. I mean, we probably will for this
oh,
show.
Oh, I have.
Because it's
one
of them. Hank Azaria is playing Gargamel.
Yeah,
in
it's
movies.
Not good. You should
oh,
avoid
really?
It.
What a shock.
Even for like mindless child bullshit, it's not good.
Oh. That's bad news, Chris Cabin. And what, Neil Patrick Harris is like a human who's like hanging out with them?
Yeah. Got a bunch of people. I think like Judy Greer is in a bunch. I don't know.
I get with the Neil Patrick Harris. We're doing that Sonic the Hedgehog movie now with James Marsden as like a human hanging out with Sonic the Hedgehog.
James Marsden? Really?
Yeah.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how they determine that there's still like gas in the tank for this shit.
Well, just have it, if you're making a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, just make a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Don't bring it into the real world, in quotation marks.
Yeah, what, is he going to like burst through a toilet or something?
Was it just because fucking like Beauty and the Beast and Jungle Book did so well that now like if you just call it live action, even though 90% of it is fucking CGI and
that's
animated.
What this fucking Lion King thing is going to be,
trash.
I think. I don't know, man. I guess we'll have to find out when they come out.
Well, the vistas are real.
Oh, you got to love the vistas, dude. That is Animation Damnation for the month of October. Until next time, thank you so much for continuing to support the Patreon. Until November, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.